This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, joining us right now, we're just going to go the direct route. It's Fryer Friday, and Eric Gruppner is the CEO of the Padres and joins us right now on 97.3 The Fan, one of my least smooth segues ever, but still good to welcome Eric to the program. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Ben and Steven, how are you guys?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Do you do the new, like, how many trips a year do you go on as the CEO?
Great question. That's one of the most common questions I actually get asked when, you know, meeting somebody and they find out what I do for a living. So I would say I am probably on at least half the road trip.
Wow. Okay. More than I thought.
I was in New York. Had to come back a little early for an event back here, but I was actually in Miami for the F1 race the weekend before. So I was not in Pittsburgh. But I do try to get out on the road and see other venues, other events. You know, there's always things that we can learn from other teams and other venues. So I try to do a little bit of both when I'm on the road. And then, you know, we have a lot of corporate sponsorship partners in New York and Chicago and other cities that we travel to. And then just, you know, continuing to build relationships throughout the league when we travel is an important part of the job. And then, you know, being there with the team and everything that we do around playing baseball games. So, yeah, I'd say about half the road trips.
Well, it's too bad you didn't go to Pittsburgh because you could have learned a lot about what not to do. Like, don't cover up Tony Gwynn's number.
Right.
Don't wreck all those bricks. I've got a brick out there. You better not wreck it and throw it in a dump. You see that stuff around the league, Eric. And it's, you know, we're blessed to have and have had good ownership here, committed ownership. Certainly makes your job a lot easier. Not that it's easy by any stretch, but it makes it a lot easier. I do feel for a lot of these teams in Major League Baseball. And, of course, I feel for the fan bases in Pittsburgh and, you know, Colorado, where we're heading next. It's kind of a tough look sometimes.
Yeah, I think fundamentally fans want to know that they have ownership and a team that's committed to trying to win and trying to win a championship. I mean, that's the business that we're in. And so I know a lot of other teams have reasons why for a period of time, you know, they may be building for the future, you know, trying to build their farm system and, you know, like the Orioles have sort of done effectively, try to create a critical mass of talent that comes up to the big league level that's under team control for a lot of years. And you build a core and you make some signings around that. So there's, you know, a lot of different strategies that different teams pursue over time, but the years when fans don't feel like you are a winning team or a team that can compete for a championship are tough years to navigate. I do feel for the fans and, you know, in some of those cities where I think probably the fans don't feel like their team has a legitimate chance from day one to win. And I think the commissioner and others have also talked about how as a game and as a league, you know, we do need to try to create as much competitive balance and parity across the league, because ideally you'd go into the season with 30 fan bases and 30 markets all feeling like as they do in more in some other major professional sports, that they've got a legitimate shot to win a championship or may only be a year away from being competitive for a championship. And I think that's a good sign of health for a league. And, you know, I think something that we could be better at as a league than we are right now.
So I do want to know what the internal buzz, you, your front office colleagues, after Mike Schilt's ejection on Monday night in New York, and how the team responded to that with maybe the most dramatic win of the season.
Yeah, so I was in New York and spent a little time with Mike and AJ in Mike's visiting manager office after that happened. you know, after it got that snatchback win, which was great and exciting, and you know, unfortunately, just came up a little short. I mean, not a little short in the second game, but a little short in the third game. And our bullpen, which has been so good all year, you know, really the best in Major League Baseball, had a couple of games where they didn't hold leads, and I expect we're going to get back to the bullpen that we've seen up to that point. But yeah, it was a great win. I think Mike is committed as a leader to his players. I think I heard you guys chatting a bit about that the other day.
Yeah.
You know, he's very much a player focused manager and tries to cultivate an environment and a culture in the clubhouse where the players feel like he has their back, and ultimately, he's there to try to help support and guide their success and the collective success as a team. And I think that was a good example of Mike doing exactly that. I know we all probably have watched the John Boy breakdown of that.
So
the guy does an amazing job of
so
lip
good.
Reading. I hope I'm never caught on camera
100%.
You know, saying anything, because he's gonna nail it. But yeah, I think what came through in that dialogue was, you know, Mike does try to be respectful of umpires, respectful of the game, and, you know, run a clean dugout and a dugout that's not constantly chirping, which starts to become counterproductive. But I, you know, clearly he felt like things weren't handled the way that they should have been handled. And when Mike gets fired up, as you guys know, you're going to hear about it. And I think we got to see that on full display. It was a bit of a yard sale, right? The paper, then the pens, then the glasses. And so I told him I thought he had a little Earl Weaver in him when I saw him after the game, and he laughed about that.
It was fantastic. We're joined by CEO of the San Diego Padres, Eric Rupner, here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, the thing that irks me, it probably irks you too, and probably irks everybody in the organization, I think I saw after the series in New York, it was a national writer. They all run together, Morosi, Nightingale, Heyman. One of them, hey, Michael King, you know, free agent potentially after this year, could a return to the Bronx be imminent? And, you know, you see what Michael King's done in a Padres uniform. You see what kind of person he is. You know him. He's just the greatest guy. I mean, when you guys look at that, and I know this isn't necessarily your department, Eric, but does that irk you as well, that you know, a lot of the teams are still looking to kind of rob the Padres or maybe come after one of our guys? And how confident do you feel about bringing a guy like Michael King back next season?
Yeah, you know, we're focused right now on trying to win a World Series championship
for
this
sure.
year. And, you know, we've got a number of players that are coming into their last year of club control this year, and Michael's one of them. And Michael's been outstanding for us. I think he's a big piece of the Soto trade that came back that continues to benefit us. And you said it. I mean, he's just as good of a pitcher as he is, he's an even better, you know, individual. And I've really enjoyed getting to know him and his wife, Sheila. And, you know, he's got a really bright future in our game, and I hope he continues to wear the Padres uniform after this year. But that's going to be one of, you know, a lot of decisions that are going to be there for us in the off season. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a testament to the fact that we've got a lot of great players on this team, some of whom are going to go into free agency next year that are going to be really attractive to other teams. And it doesn't really bother me. I mean, I think it just proves the point. You know, we've remained committed to putting together a team that's capable of winning a World Series championship. And the only way you do that is by having a lot of players that are really attractive to other teams. And if you can do that, you know, you're probably doing it right. And I think Michael's one of them. But it's, you know, he deserved better, obviously, in his start in New York. You know, he pitched a great game. And once again, our bullpen has been lights out and kind of had a uncharacteristic, you know, night or two there. But, yeah, I mean, he's a big game pitcher. I think you've seen that in the postseason. You saw that him going back kind of home for him, you know, having grown up on the East Coast and having been in the Yankee system. And that's an intangible quality for pitchers that is hard to overestimate, just because, you know, you need those guys in October to step up and pitch big games in big moments, and Michael has the ability to do that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, 10 games above 500 is terrific, but even better when you think did a lot of that with Jackson Merrill on the injured list. I'm sure it was great to see him back. I mean, what a kid. He's 22 years old, and I mean, the Padres have really seemingly struck gold with Jackson Merrill. So excited, obviously, about the extension earlier. And now, not official, but expecting Jake Cronenworth back, but potentially as soon as today. That's a big lift for the team this week.
Yeah, huge lift. I think to your point, you know, we've been able to weather the storm. We had a lot of injuries that all kind of hit us in quick succession. And now to have those guys coming back, I mean, Jackson Merrill continues to just do nothing but impress. You know, to have been, you know, on the IL as long as he was, rehabbing a hamstring, which can always be tricky with the soft tissue injuries, and then to come back and absolutely pick up where he left off. And I think we're hoping and expecting to see that from Jake Cronenworth, who's a pro. And, you know, I think he's going to come back and have a big impact right away. And then we got some really good news on Yu Darvish yesterday.
Ooh.
You know, he threw several innings in Arizona and looked really good. And so a little bit of a discussion internally right now, whether he needs a rehab start or if he's ready to just come right back, which would bring him back a little bit sooner. So, you know, I think having these key pieces get healthy and come back and pick up at the, for many of them at an all-star level, including Luis Arraez, you know, is a huge jolt, and we're going to need all of it. I mean, the NL West is an absolute gauntlet this year. You've got four teams essentially competing realistically for at most three playoff spots. It, you know, if both wild cards were to come from the NL West, and it's going to be a battle till the last day of the season. Between the Dodgers, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and us. And we're starting to face a lot of those teams, including the Dodgers here coming up. And so to be at full strength is going to be a good thing, and hopefully we can continue to avoid additional injuries and get all these guys back.
Yeah, no doubt. Been a really fun team to watch. Eric, talking to Eric Grubner here on Ben and Woods this morning. And the fans certainly have had fun watching. They're packing Petco Park on a nightly basis, actually on a daily basis. They're coming out in droves during the day, which is just insane to me. I love it. This has really become, people are really invested in this team, and really honestly, living and dying every day, which you can't do. You can't do. I've learned that in my time doing this. It is a long season, certainly, but got to be encouraged about the fan support that you're getting from the Friar faithful out there.
Yeah, we continue to just be so incredibly grateful for our fans, the way that they've shown up, continue to show up and support this team. You know, we're currently number two in attendance in baseball, you know, behind only a team that shall go unnamed to the north of us that has about 12,000 more seats in their ballpark than we do. And so, I, you know, we couldn't ask more from our fans. And they're clearly engaged, as you mentioned, and excited about this team, excited about the potential of what this team can continue to accomplish into the postseason. And it's a great, I mean, Petco Park's just a great environment. It's rocking, as you said, every night, every day. You know, we're averaging over 42,000 fans a game, which is, you know, already on a pace that surpasses where we were at last year. And last year we set, you know, a new franchise record for attendance, which we had, you know, set the year before. So we're in a really good spot right now in terms of just how amazing our fans are, the support that they're providing for this team, and just how much fun they're having when they come to the ballpark, which is great. You know, and with the new road trip, the next homestand after this road trip coming up, we've got a couple of pretty fun things for the fans. You know, we've got a bucket hat giveaway. It's a reversible bucket hat.
That looks so good in it. So good.
Yeah, I still wear my Joe Musgrove one.
It was made for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be on Wednesday, May 14th. So you can come out and watch us play the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
And pick up that reversible bucket hat. And then we're going to kick off formally the Vetter Cup against the Mariners with a three-game series that's dubbed as a rivalry weekend. And, you know, we're doing that in partnership with Eddie Vetter. There's going to be a really cool traveling trophy, which is one of his guitars that he's specially designing for this Vetter Cup between us and the Mariners. And also going to be doing some good by supporting a charity that Eddie and his wife Jill have supported for years, which focuses on a pretty rare skin disease that they're trying to discover treatments for. It's called EB. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. We'll just go with EB. But EB. So going to do some good along the way and kind of create a really, I think, unique and fun rivalry theme between us and Seattle that our fans had started informally years ago. You know, Eddie grew up in San Diego, went to San Diego Academy, and then obviously, you know, hit his big career trajectory up in Seattle with the grunge rock movement and Pearl Jam. So we're going to see who owns Eddie Vedder from a baseball perspective here after we get done playing the six games between us and the Mariners. And you may ask, those six games, what do you do if there's a tie? We're actually going to go to run differential.
Yes,
and
favorite.
If that doesn't determine it, we're going to go to exit velocity.
Wow.
An idea to tie it to EV, Eddie Vedder. So average exit velocity from the two teams over those six games.
Not EB, EV.
EV.
Okay.
EV, yeah, I'm sorry. We got EBs, we got EVs.
To benefit
it's
EB.
Exit velocity.
And we got EJ tonight.
Yeah, are you going to see Lord Elton tonight?
I am going to see Lord Elton tonight. Yes, sir. Sir Elton John.
Sir, I'm sorry. Yes, played, Sir Elton.
No, yeah, you're good. He may be a Lord as well.
He
I
could
don't know.
Be.
But, yeah, he's going to be playing the ballpark tonight. If anybody's still looking for a ticket, they are available. That's also for a great cause. The proceeds are going to be portion of the proceeds are going to be benefiting CureBound, formerly Padres Pedal the Cause, which is a great charity that's been raising millions of dollars every year that go directly into local cancer research, trying to find a cure for cancer. So if you want to come enjoy some great music and see an Elton John show and also support cancer research here in San Diego, come down to Petco Park tonight for the concert, and it's going to be a good time.
All right. If you see Mrs. Woods and her friends tonight, no, you didn't, because I think they're going to be it's Mother's Day weekend. They're going to be cutting loose. So just kind of turn the other way and don't hold me responsible for her actions, Eric. All right? I'm not responsible for what she and her girls do tonight at Petco Park.
You're right, right.
All right?
Because I'm sure it would be so much better if you were there.
If it was just me and my crew. I'm pretty well behaved inside. That's I kind of look at it as a place of business.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Elton John song, Eric?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a lot of favorite Elton John songs, actually. It's pretty cool when you start to listen to his musical catalog,
yeah.
You realize how many hits that guy has.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. But I think Someone Saved My Life Tonight, you know, it's that's a song that I've always really enjoyed. But yeah, it should be a great show tonight. He's played the ballpark a few times before, and he always puts on a great show.
Thank you, Eric, very much.
Thank
Good
you,
luck
buddy.
To the Padres this weekend in Colorado.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
Take
man.
Care.
Eric Gruppner, CEO of the Padres.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.